Colleen LaLiberté is a storyteller who lives, breathes, and shares many forms of art as a performer, director, writer, and puppeteer. She has worked with children at Siskin Early Learning Center here in Chattanooga as a professional learning coach and teaching artist in a learning residency through the Wolf Trap program at UTC's Southeast Center for Education in the Arts. Colleen, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Ray. It's my pleasure.
Tell us what teaching in and through the arts means to you.
Teaching in and through the arts to me means really being aware, using all the skills of the artist, which I think are predominantly being aware of what we all have as our human birthright in terms of creating, but creating meaning through the arts. For me, storytelling, our lives are stories, very rich. Human beings are incredible creatures. So, and we're full of stories. And how do we express what gives meaning to our lives, right? Whether that's making a drawing or creating a play, writing a poem, singing a song. It's so full. There's so much there so that when someone says, okay, so what does it mean to be teaching in and through the arts? Well, to use a vehicle, a way to get to the things that are meaningful to us, whether that's something that we're dealing with that's joyful or something that has made us sad. There's so much to learn. How do we get to it that's beyond words? Because not all of our learning is happening just by what we read in a book. So to me, it's about using the arts as a vehicle to get to the things that are meaningful to us and how we make connection. So art and, I would say like art and love and kindness. To me, if you can get someone that you're interacting with, and this is whether you're teaching to a child or whether you're connecting to an adult, you know, someone you're trying to understand, we're trying to make meaning in our lives. How do we connect? How do we make that connection? And with kids, it's like they are my greatest teachers in terms of the arts. They are. I mean, I love it. It's like, okay, guys, are we going to make a show? Let's make a show today. Okay, great. Who's going to be in it, right? And then that's all you need. You just need that one little prompt. And what kind of adventure are we going to have? If you think kinds of things that children love to do, we all love that, right? And I see that you're smiling. This is on radio, but I can see you, Ray, and I can see this big smile on your face because, yes, who doesn't want to go on an adventure, right? You want to be the hero of your own story. So are you going to write about it? Are you going to make a dance? Are you going to sing? I've seen the most amazing, you know, friends will send me like little videos in this time where we can't be together. And they're like, hey, here's Eamon. This is his dance he created. He's just out in the driveway and he's just doing his thing, right? And I'm like, that's so awesome, Eamon. I want to go, tell me about that. Who are you? Like, what is this dance about? Can you tell me about it? Or do I just have to watch it and, like, take it all in? So there's a lot there. Yeah, find that passion, that curiosity, what makes us delighted. And if you look at kids are pretty delightful creatures. I learn a lot from being with kids and watching kids. We do this all the time. We'll set up, I don't know, maybe we're making a fort in our living room. We're playing a game where the floor is water and we have to get across it, or just lots of different scenarios where we're playing.
I think the people who are listening to this can see us smile on the radio.
Okay.
Just a guess.
I hope they can feel that. I hope they can feel that because to me it's like, what do we do today? It's hard for people, right, to be not connected. So how do we use the arts? And I think the thing is to not think about that word art as something that you're making, but that it's a verb. Art is a verb. It's an action. Like love is an action. To me, they're connected. Some of my greatest teachers, you know, I was going back on, wow, how am I going to talk about this, right? Who are my teachers? Like Keith Johnstone, great improviser, and Claudia Cornette, whose book, Creating Meaning Through Literature and the Arts, and Eric Booth, The Everyday Work of Art, talks about art is a verb, making connection. If you and I are in a scene, let's just say we're in an improv scene, right? My only job in the scene is to take care of you, You're my partner. I want to make you perfect. Anything you do, I'm going to love every idea that you have. And I don't have to be afraid if I'm on stage with you, because I know that you have the same contract with me. Whatever I do, you're going to make me right. You're going to make me perfect. So together as partners, we're going to navigate whatever story we're creating, because I'm going to take care of you and you're going to take care of me.
And you bring that to whatever art that you verb, whether we're talking about improv or you're talking about music, you're talking about dance, you're talking about theater, you're talking about puppetry. You are well-versed in all of these things and you bring them all together, whether teaching somebody else one-on-one or in a class or as a teaching artist, as you have been with Siskin through Wolf Trap and UTC.
Right. Thank you. I try to always in every situation look to my partner, whether it's a child I'm working with, the little person who's right in front of me, what lights them up? What is the thing that we have done that they're like, yes. And when they go, oh, I get it. And that's what's so exciting. My son recently was posting on Facebook. He said, okay, this is for my 3-year-old. How do you draw a face? How do you draw a face? Share with me your story in a video, because it's for a 3-year-old. He's not going to be able to read something. And he said it was so great because he took all these, he's an improviser too, but he took all these different ways. Everybody had a different way. They were, how do you draw a face? Some people were doing it with food and some people were doing it with objects. And somebody was drawing, he said in quiet time, and she's 3, quiet time, she went away and she said, Daddy, you know, it's supposed to be like nap time. I want to draw a face. Can you bring me some paper and pencil? She wanted to practice, right? Draw a circle of the head, draw another eye. It's like she took those things, all those different ideas, and it's like processing it. That's what art does. It gives us an opportunity to practice, practice, practice. Who cares if you mess up the first time? Keith Johnson used to say, we were sitting in a class and they go, so lean in here, we say, I'd be like, so Colleen, have you ever done this before? And I'd be like, oh, he goes, oh, so there's absolutely no reason you should be any good at it, is there? So, you know, it gives us a chance to practice. Let's practice stuff. Let's have fun and see you're smiling and laughing. That's what we want. Something that makes us laugh. Something that lights us up. Something that says, I get it. I hear you. I see you. I'm connected to you. And once we're connected, then we can go on a journey anywhere. As a teaching artist, I'm like, so what are you interested in? Should we play with these little guys and make up a story? What are we learning about? Are we learning about friendship and how to be kind? Well, let's make up a story about that. I have a little puppet. Oh, and she wants to be your friend, but she's a little shy. She might not want to come out right away. So how can you get her to come out? I don't know. Her name's Molly. Can you come out, Molly? And pretty, I'm telling you, within 2 seconds, you know, you have a flood of children or even adults that come around and go, oh, I want to meet this little person. Well, she's kind of shy. Can you say something? I'm a little sorry, could that say something to make me come out, right? So they might, you know, then they're going to say, please come out. I want to be your friend. Make it in a little song.
And this is the journey that you take children on at Siskin.
Right, absolutely. And to understand that they are all little people, children, very, very small children, have incredible capacity to understand the world. And that's their job. Their job is to make sense of the world. If we can go back and remember what it's like to try to experience something for the first time. Here they are with their group of friends. They know these people. They're new. They're making friends. They're learning how to navigate the world. We have some ways to help us in the classroom, whether it's sitting in a circle or being on our spot. How do we focus? Yeah, so the work I did to Siskin was really wonderful. I loved working with the teachers, and they already have a great paradigm for using the arts. I mean, it's very common as people are going down the hall, I'm hearing teachers, they're singing a song about going in the line. You know, here comes another group, and we got the train. Choo-choo, everybody on the train, we're getting ready to go outside. Okay, oh, pull on the brake. Here we are. Okay. She's going to call your name. Get off the train. You can go out on the playground. So it is about that imaginary, that wonderful, vibrant. I mean, the world is a big, wide, expansive, colorful, exciting place to be. That's, as a teaching artist, to imagine every day going on this journey with this love and this excitement and being excited with them. Like, wow, look, you know, here, Zach, my son, I keep talking about it, but he shared another video. It was like, here came a snake. It was a snake coming towards them. And he didn't panic. It was a black snake. He's like, wow, look at him. He's beautiful. And you hear Zeta, who's three, like, well, what does he want? He's coming right towards us. I think maybe he wants food. Does he have teeth? Yeah, I think he has teeth. Wow, he's long and long and long. I mean, you know, it's like, look at the world and see everything. The opportunities are just boundless. They're so wide and vast. As a teaching artist, it's like, to me, one of the most natural things to do. I think everybody is a teaching artist. If we view ourselves that way, parents who are home with their kids and like, oh no, I don't know what to do. When you don't know what to do, look to your partner. I don't know what to do. How can, whether that's a child, what can we do together that will make our day an adventure? What are we interested in today? And then just follow that, see where it goes. It's like you have a little treasure map, right?
Because while it may involve performance, it's really all about discovery.
It's all about discovery. Every single thing that we do is about discovery. When you talk about learning, what is learning? Learning is discovering something. And then if you want to become really good at something, first of all, you have to find out about it, right? So you have to introduce ideas. Kids are looking, they can look in their environment, find all kinds of things that they're curious about. Parents can just look around the house. I mean, you don't have to have a stage. There doesn't have to be a special time. And you're like, okay, now we're going to do art. If you view that your whole life is an artistic process, that to me is the main thing. And as a coach, as a learning coach, what I really try to do is say, let's just focus on what delights you. Like, what lights you up? If we're going to go on an adventure, if I'm going to take Ray Bassett on a storytelling adventure, like, well, what comes first, right? Oh, you know, we find a boat. Okay, great. Well, what comes next? We get in the boat. What comes next? We head towards an island. What comes next? We see a shark. Nope, we don't want to. Or yes, whatever. But, you know, we want to take an adventure. We want to discover something that really lights us up and then magnify that and let people see it. It's a way for people to see who we are and for us to be able to really see who other people are too. And children in particular, you know, my main focus with being a learning coach and teaching is to be with teachers or parents, to be with them and to be with kids and say, how can we make this a magical adventure and discover whatever it is? If we're learning something in nature, we're learning something about science or literature, or we're creating something. I mean, I have tons of like kid art that we make. I'm a big letter writer too. I love to write letters.
What's next?
Right now, we're really trying to navigate how can we survive this time that we're in, right? Which we all have the need, or one of our primary needs, of course, is to be loved, and we want to connect to people. And there are lots of people that are feeling disconnected and isolated during this time where we have to be apart from each other. So as an artist, I'm really looking for how can the art that I see every day can find a way to connect to people in communities, all communities, when lots of people are, you know, in all different kinds of stresses and pain and uncertainty and want to connect. So for me, I'm trying to navigate, how do I do that? How do I reach out and connect to people and use this art? I mean, we have this platform, right? The radio is great. We can hear each other. People can get on Zoom meetings and see each other, and that's terrific. So for me, trying to navigate, how do I do that? You know, do I make big puppets that I'm going to put in parades? Do I have some sort of outdoor performance? Am I going to go down the street in a costume and put signs out and say, okay, when you come by my house, you do an impersonation of your favorite, you know, animal or dinosaur, or, you know, how do we connect from far away? Trying to navigate. Why, normally at this time of year, I'm doing camp, directing children's theater camp, and do a big puppet camp extravaganza where we make puppets and write stories. And that's really fun and exciting because we're like, okay, we have like 25 characters. How are they all connected? Because kids will come and say, I know what I want to make this year. We have a dog and we have a dinosaur and we have a robot and we have a sea creature and we have all these different things. How do we connect them? And kids are great at making those connections about what's important to all these people, what's important to everybody. We all want to be safe. We all want to be loved. We all want to have friends. So every story usually has, like, there's somebody, for some reason, he's misunderstood, doesn't have a friend. And then all the characters that the kids create, like, and they're amazing at the ways they decide they're going to make connection and be friends. So yeah, what's next? That's a really good question, Ray. I would like to know. I'm looking at you. What's next, Ray? What is next? What is the next thing that we're going to do that says, we love you, world, and we want to make sure we're all safe and connected and being delighted by things?
Well, we'll both have to figure that out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Where can people go online to follow everything that you do?
They can certainly send me an email. I do have a Facebook page, so they can find Colleen LaLiberte. That's LaLiberte on Facebook. And Squawking Heads is my little company that I have. And that's SK Walking, like not skywalking. That's already taken, but but Squawking Heads has a Facebook page too. I have a web page, which is squawkingheads.org. We'll be updating that. We've had a big thing saying, camps, we're hoping camps will be this summer. Wait and see. But it doesn't look great with all of the rise in the numbers. You know, we want everybody to be safe, of course. So that's very sad for us that we're not going to be able to be connected to all of our kiddos with art experiences. But art is, I can't imagine anyone not thinking that they're an artist. I just, you know, you're a storyteller, right? You take things together and you make stories. And it's fascinating. People listen to you because human beings are interesting. And your life, I'm sure, is very interesting. And I would like to know more about your life sometime, Ray. Yeah, so that's being an artist and being a teaching artist is all about. Let's connect. Let's play. Let's have fun, even making sense of the things that are hard. There's a lot of things that are hard right now, and we want to stand with our friends, and there are lots of people doing very artistic things in order to express their way of being together and in solidarity.
Colleen, thank you so much for connecting here, albeit virtually, and connecting with our audience.
Hey, Ray, thank you so much for giving me the chance to ramble on about art and how much I love it. And I love it. That's just a big, it's a great big world, isn't it? It's a great big world.
We'll bring you more conversations with teaching artists such as Colleen and highlight the work of our UTC colleagues at the Southeast Center for Education in the Arts. More information at www.utc.edu/SCEA.